Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Cloward. In today's episode, I want to talk about a concept called thinking in bets. The book Thinking in Bets by Annie Duke is kind of an introduction to the idea of, rather than looking at things and decisions in life as right or wrong, you look at things as in likelihood or less likelihood, which is hence the term for thinking in bets. Now, if you don't know anything about this book, Annie Duke started off as a psychology major and I think was working on her dissertation, and then kind of got overwhelmed by that and took some time off and ended up becoming a professional poker player because her brother suggested it and thought she'd be a good player. And in the book Thinking in Bets, there's so many great concepts in there, but I just want to take a little bit of time today to focus on one of them that I really liked. And it's this idea of, rather than thinking of things as choices that we have to make as if there is a right choice or a wrong choice, we need to turn around, we need to kind of flip this on its head and think about, well, what is the more likely thing to happen or what is less likely thing to happen? So in this case, making a bet. So whenever we go to make a decision, we want to think about, how willing are we to bet on the outcome that we think is going to happen? And if we can start to think of things in that way, then it can really change how we look at the world. So say, for example, you have a project of work that you're working on, and rather than saying, oh yeah, this is the absolute right choice, what if you were to grade things on likelihood of success or likelihood of being completed on time? Then we start looking at a lot of our choices in life as if they were no longer the right choice or the wrong choice, but just more likely what is going to reach the outcome that we want. And what this does is it does a number of things, because if we're willing to bet on something, it means that we have a high degree of confidence that the approach that we're taking is correct. If somebody says, hey, you're making this choice right here, how sure are you about that? You want to bet $10,000 on it? If somebody asks us that with a lot of our choices in our lives, rather than thinking about it and just jumping in and going, yeah, I know this, we would really take a pause and go, huh, am I willing to bet $10,000 that this is going to happen? And by taking that time to look at things as if it's more or less likely to happen and willing to kind of put your integrity on the line for something, then we're a little bit better able to pull our emotions away from something and to look at it a bit more objectively, because we have to dig a little bit deeper and say, hey, is this something that I'm willing to put $10,000 on? And if it's something that we're not willing to put that $10,000 on, then what's an option that we would be willing to put that $10,000 on? Or $100,000, or whatever that figure is that you want that would spur you into some kind of action to really look at something, rather than just making an emotional choice. Stop, look at the facts, and weigh each one individually, or weigh them in, you know, with a much higher degree of scrutiny. And when we think in bets, the other thing that it does is it keeps us from focusing on black or white thinking, because nothing is either 100% one way or the other, but that things are much more in that gray area. And by thinking in bets, it helps us to see more of the gray areas and to appreciate them more. So the next time you have a big decision in your life and you're pretty sure that you've got this figured out, maybe use that thought experiment. Say, am I willing to bet $10,000 or $50,000 that my choice is going to lead to the outcome that I want? And if you're not that sure, maybe you need to rethink your wager. And let's just do a coffee break for today. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening. Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.